So great to have with us our regular visitor, Bernie Kosar, to the show. Bernie, how you doing?
Doing good, Vic.
Well, Bernie, we've got conference championship weekend coming up as the primary football story. Obviously, the primary Brown story is people looking ahead to the draft. We've got the Senior Bowl coming up this week. Lots of stuff there. But let me focus first on the conference championship games and in terms of what they might be saying about, say, the state of football, the state of being good and competitive in the National Football League with these final four teams. What jumps out at you?
Well, you know what really jumps out at me is there was so much really sizzle to the regular season in terms of the passing game and primarily Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers and New Orleans and Drew Brees and just how awesome the records were, and not to take anything away from the two quarterbacks who, you know, played phenomenally throughout the regular season and actually had good playoff games. But what really, I think, is really still indicative to me and clearly apparent, and what's showing that football, sometimes the more it changes, the more it stays the same. And that's how the importance of being really physical and tough to win games in January. And you see that with the Giants front four, front seven, San Francisco 49ers and their offense and defensive line, how they're able to play. There's nobody questions how physical the Baltimore Ravens are.
Right.
And the beating that New England put on Denver last week. It's really imperative still to have a good physical football team.
Yeah, I like that. And as a premise, because it's easy to get caught up in the numbers and in the flash and dash, but you're right. When I think of some of the matchups, and it isn't just the line play where we think of most of the physical football being played or the front seven play on defense. I look at, for instance, those Patriot, one Patriot tight end, Dan Gronkowski, the physicality with which he plays. The guy just looks like when he's coming off the line, anyone in front of him, and mostly it's going to be a safety, they want no part of that, and he's pushing these people off as if they're like tiny bugs, and then he just gets open.
Well, exactly. You don't have to be physical. You're exactly right. It doesn't go just to the front four of your defensive line. Being physical really entails a guy like Gronkowski, how you run routes, how you get up into them, how you play press coverage if you're the corners, how you tackle if you're the stronger, weak safety. And then again, finesse offensive lines, I still don't think do well, especially in January. And strong, physical, aggressive offensive lines do well at this time of the year. And it's at all positions, that kind of that air of physical play is essential if you want to be a consistent winning team in January.
Yeah, I believe I said Dan Gronkowski. Of course, he plays for the Browns. I'm talking about his younger brother, Rob Gronkowski. In terms of the looking at Tom Brady at this stage, Bernie, and I don't know what's left to be said about what he's done. As someone who studies the quarterback position, who admires the position as you do, is it fair to say that you can be in awe of this guy? And I don't know if you're in awe of anybody at this stage of your life and having played the game and having had the career you had, but that seems to be the way to just when you look at the numbers and look at where he is, that's really all the only conclusion that a lot of people come to.
Yeah, awe is a good word. A lot of respect. It was another good word or phrase for him, because I think you could state a case that Tom Brady had the best quarterback year this year. And I know statistically, you know, people say Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees broke Dan Marino's 27-year record, but Chad Ochocinco came to the Patriots in the offseason. He played one snap last week. Deion Branch was with Tom Brady when they won their first Super Bowl, traded to Seattle, comes back to New England. But they are limited at the receiver position for sure. And they've had to be creative in how they use the two tight ends, how they use Wes Welker. And that's, I think, put more of a burden on Tom Brady and has kind of forced him or shown us just how accurate he is with the football.
Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Bernie, as we look at the Baltimore Ravens situation, and a lot's been said about the whole Ed Reed and Joe Flacco and Reed kind of calling him out and then backing off a little bit, which often happens when something turns into a firestorm. But part of me says that this is – a large part of me says that this is obviously and I think Ed Reed basically says this too, your intent to motivate. Now, as a quarterback, if any of your defensive guys would say something like that about you, and they didn't have cause to, but if they did, how would you view that? And do you feel that it's good for teammates, especially on one side of the ball, to motivate those on the other side?
Well, whether there was cause to, whether he's right or not right, accurate or inaccurate, I just really, really disagree with that way of saying I'm motivating. Look at, you're supposed to be a family. I really believe in good locker rooms. You are a family. In Baltimore, oh, as much as we don't like to hear it in Cleveland, they have a fantastic locker room, football team, camaraderie, respect of family. So this is incredibly out of character, I think, and disruptive. Joe Flacco, quarterbacks playing, players playing this week, don't need to be motivated to play in the conference championship game.
Right.
All of us dream about being in these games. You don't need extra motivation. But if you have these thoughts, these are the types of things where you go straight up to them and talk person to person, man to man, in the locker room, outside the locker room, in the meeting room. And you don't, as a first wave of talking about it, do it on a radio show behind the guy's back.
The Browns have seen two of the four coaches this season, gone against two of the four coaches this season. Obviously, Bill Belichick used to coach this Browns team. And as you assess, and Tom Coughlin's a Super Bowl winner. So it's a very interesting group. The least experience, of course, being the first-year coach of the 49ers, Jim Harbaugh, but he's hardly proceeded like that. As you look at it from a coaching perspective, Bernie, how do you handicap it that way? Where and in what areas do you see the coaches making the biggest difference?
Well, I think the teams are pretty familiar, all four of them, with each other. And again, without a quarterback, without a good coach, you don't luck your way into the conference finals games like all four of these teams and coaches have. So all four of them, obviously, I think are well coached. I really think that in these games, and unfortunately us in Cleveland, and myself personally, know all too well the ramifications of one or two plays within these games. Typically, these are close games. These are really physical games. And, you know, who makes that one or two extra plays? And sometimes who doesn't make that mistake one or two extra plays tends to be the difference in the NFC and the AFC championship games.
Bernie, next week the show goes to Mobile, Alabama. We're going to spend the entire week there at the Senior Bowl. And really the focus of the Senior Bowl is the practices before the game where the coaching staffs of the respective teams, North-South teams, will be handled by the Minnesota Vikings, and you got the Washington Redskins there, and the coaches for those staffs. It's really, I guess, the key is seeing how these guys, these prospects, the senior prospects, work with those players. But from the standpoint of the Browns, you know, you're going to – I know that I'll have my eye on the positions that, like a lot of others, think this team needs to get the help in. And it's not going to be an abundance. In fact, the best quarterbacks that are rated aren't going to be there, Andrew Luck and RG3. So they'll be out of the picture because they're underclassmen. But when you look at O-line, when you look at wide receiver, I mean, there's still some spots that I think factor into this, to what the Browns would be thinking, and those players will be on display.
Well, first and foremost, Vic, looking forward to joining you in Mobile for a few days next week. I went there last year. I love watching the practices, like you said. Yeah, the game, this is the one time in football where the practices, are more important than the game, because these kids are being analyzed, interviewed, and showing off their potential skills for NFL teams. And there's a lot of intensity in these practices, in these workouts. And like, yeah, myself, like you, you know, I always want to look at the quarterbacks and the receivers and see how they stand out.
Right.
But just like we were talking about earlier in the show tonight, you know, the physical tough play is so important to have. And I know playmakers obviously is needed, wanted, but that physical type guy. So when you're looking at whether it's O-line or D-line or guys that can make a physical presence, you never have enough of them on your football team.
Well, I'm absolutely looking forward to having you join us on the show down there and watching some practice with you as well. Bernie, have a great weekend. Enjoy football.
Enjoy the games, Vic.
All right, that is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.